Good evening.
If you have your Bible, meet me in Romans chapter 12, and let's look at verse 1 and 2. Romans chapter 12. Verse 1 and 2, the Bible says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercy of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Two verses filled with a lot of things that can help us. It tells us to be a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Being a living sacrifice, being holy, that's reasonable service. Then it tells us to not be conformed to the world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind that you may prove what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. The title of the lesson this evening is this: Hold On, Press On, and keep on. In life, we need to learn to hold on, press on, and keep on. Meet me in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, we can see that the Apostle Paul is teaching here, and he's going to teach that there are some things that we need to hold on to. We need to hold on to the promises of God. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, the Apostle Paul said, Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel, which I preached unto you, which also ye have received, and wherein ye stand, by which also ye are saved, if you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless ye have believed in vain. For I delivered unto you, first of all, that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins, according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. We need to hold on to that promise of God, because as you think about holding on to the gospel that was preached, it reminds us this is what motivates us to live for God. After all, verse 3 says that he died for our sins. Now, all of us have sin, so Christ died specifically for us, so we need to hold on to the promises of God, because he loved us so much that he allowed Christ to come to earth and die a cruel death so we can have a way to make it back to him. Now, we also need to press on. Turn with me to Philippians chapter 3. In Philippians chapter 3, the Bible is going to teach us that we need to press on. In Philippians chapter 3, we will start in verse number 8. And when we press on, we need to press on for the prize, that prize being heaven. Heaven is a prepared place for a prepared people, but heaven is a place that we can achieve, we can obtain, get into heaven, if we're willing to do what God says. In Philippians chapter 3, starting in verse 8, Yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ. And be found in him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering, being made conformable unto his death. Now, when he's telling us to know him and the power of his resurrection, the power of his resurrection goes backwards and forwards to forgive sin. It goes back and covers all those who died under the law, who lived according to the law, and it covers all those who obeyed the gospel and continues to do his will. So it goes backwards and it goes forward, and it continues to keep us safe. Now, he said, and the fellowship of his sufferings. Now, we read and we talked about some of the sufferings of Christ earlier this morning. And if you were to look and study the Apostle Paul and look at some of the things that he went through in his life, he had to suffer some things in his physical body, and he was able to understand some of the things that Christ went through. See, we as Christians will also suffer. We will have problems. We will have trials. We will have things not go our way. Because, according to the scripture, all that live godly shall suffer persecution. Job said, man that is born a woman is a few days and full of trouble. If you live long enough, you're going to have trouble. You're going to have issues. And the fellowship of his suffering being made conformable unto his death. If by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead. Not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect. But I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which I also am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do. Forgetting those things which are behind. It's easy to forget those things for behind if you are converted to Christ. See, he had a renewed mind. He had a mindset to which he wanted to offer God reasonable service. Forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. Now, the reason we have to leave the past in the past because no matter what we do, if we live in the past, we can't change the past. We cannot live there. We have to reside and press towards the prize. And as we press towards the prize, it helps us to understand that once you decide and put your hand to the plow, you don't have to look back. Because looking back, there's nothing that looking back is going to help you. Now, you can look at things from a historical standpoint. You can learn what to do as well as what not to do. But we need to press towards the prize and continue to focus on what God will have us to do. Paul says in verse 14, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Let us therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded, and if anything, ye be the otherwise minded. God shall reveal even this unto you. Nevertheless, whereto we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule, let us mind the same thing. That's what we must do in the church. Walk by the same rule and mind the same thing. The doctrine of God, doctrine of Christ, we walk by that, we'll be doing the same thing. Brethren, be followers together of me, and mark them which walk so as ye have us for an example. For many walk of whom I have told you often, and now tell you, even weeping, that they are enemies of the cross of Christ, and they are enemies because they don't do what God would have them to do. Who then is destruction, whose God is their belly, and whose glory is in their shame, who mind earthly things. For our conversation is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall change our vile body, and it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body, according to the working whereby he is able even to subdue all things unto himself. We must press on for the prize. The last thing we're going to look at tonight is we must keep on working. Turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 15. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, as Christians, we have to keep on working. Although we may be tired, although we might be frustrated, the scripture teaches us to be not weary in well-doing. We must continue to work, continue to serve, continue to do what God will have us to do. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 50. Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, neither doth corruption inherit corruption. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. What a day is that going to be? For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Now we are going to serve God because we know that we have a reward. It's not in vain. A lot of times we do things in life and you work. If you work in corporate America, you do things and you feel it's in vain. They might give you a project and you do it and then you submit it to them and then all of a sudden they say they're doing something else and That's something that'll make you a little upset. But what we have to do as Christians is hold on to the promise of God, press on for the prize, and keep on working until our time on this side of eternity is up. In Revelation 2 and verse 10, the Bible tells us, "Be thou faithful unto death, and you receive a crown of life." Heaven is a beautiful place. Heaven is a reachable place. Heaven is a remarkable place. Heaven is a place for the redeemed. Will you be there? Is the question that we must all consider. But if we hold on to the promises of God, press on for the prize, and we keep on working, heaven can and will be our home, because God loves us and he has provided a place for us. He's already prepared a place for us. And when you think about that place and you think about heaven, let me ask you this question. Jesus says, "Where your heart is, there your treasures will be also." How many treasures do you have in heaven? I hope that you're putting more treasures in heaven than on earth, because the things of this earth are all going to pass away. So fill up your treasures in heaven, so when you get to that dwelling place that the Lord has made for you, you'll be able to enjoy all those labor. If you're here today, you never obeyed the gospel, God wants you to hear the word, believe his word, repent of your sins, confess that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And if you do that, then you're not able to be baptized. And once you're baptized, he will add you to his church. Once he adds you to his church, he requires that you continue to grow. He requires that you continue to learn. He requires that you continue to fess him every day. But if you remain faithful and do it his way, he's promised. If you hold on, if you press on, if you keep on, you'll be going right on with him in heaven. If you're here tonight, you need a prayer, please come while together we stand and sing the invitational song.